Unit 12, Track 12.6.
Many countries in the world have a work culture that involves working long hours and doing overtime, sometimes even on weekends. This makes it very difficult to achieve a good work-life balance. Two countries where people are expected to work very long hours are Singapore and South Korea. Singaporeans typically work 46 hours per week, according to a SingStat report for 2014. In South Korea, it is even longer, an average of 47 hours. The result? Fewer people are starting families. Parents who work such long hours have very little time or energy left to spend with their children, not to mention the difficulty and expense of arranging childcare or care for children when they are sick. However, these countries are looking towards Denmark, where the government offers many incentives to help parents spend time with their children. Workers in Denmark work an average of 33 hours a week. They can work from home and can leave work at 3 p.m. to pick up their children from childcare. That gives them plenty of time to play and read and spend time with their children. Changing the work culture isn't easy. Many companies in Singapore and South Korea still value the ability to closely monitor workers in the office. They don't trust workers to get their work done at home, even though some studies have shown that working from home can increase productivity as there are fewer distractions. That is something that may change if employers start to actively support parents and encourage a good work-life balance.